want to prepare to, like, you're expected to start? How do you kind of approach that?
Yeah, I mean, coming into the week, I knew that Trevor was a little banged up, but I know he's doing everything he can to get back out there. But I knew coming out here I was going to get a lot more reps and take a lot more reps with the ones and get some looks against the scout team defense that I'd get in the game. So that feels good to get more reps. So I'm just doing the best I can in case I have to play on Sunday.
Paxton, does it feel different now that you have had your first game experience?
Yeah, it definitely feels good knowing that I've played in a game if I were to start or play this game as well. So it feels good to kind of get some game reps under your belt so you're not just kind of thrown out there. Really just, I think from the footwork up, I feel really, really confident in myself and how I am, where I'm in the playbook now, and how my footwork has, you know, timed up with the routes and concepts as well, you know, as well as getting in and out of the huddle. So, you know, I'm getting better at that day in and day out. So I'm just pleased with where I am right now.
Where are you in the playbook? Are you 100%, or do they still some things that you're not completely sold on?
Well, I mean, what we have base wise that goes into the playbook, you know, week in and week out, I'm very confident with. But you know, obviously, each week you put in new plays designed to beat certain defenses. So it's just learning those plays as well as studying up on the plays that you already have in there. So I'm really confident in where I'm in the playbook.
Sanders says it didn't seem like you had any nerves when you went out there. How do you stay so calm within one play knowing that it's your turn?
Well, one, I'm learning from the best with Trevor out there. So he's always calm, cool, collect. So I know when I went out there, I was just, you know, football's football no matter what level you're playing on. So I just went out there and just tried to have fun.
Kubiak says he might wait until the game to actually decide who will start. Well, does that matter to you, not knowing that long?
Not really. I mean, like I said from the beginning, I've been preparing to play just in case I have to play. So this week will just be, you know, even more preparation just because I'm getting all the reps with the ones right now until Trevor can come back there and practice. So day in and day out, I'm just trying to make sure that, you know, I can do whatever I can to help this team win a game on Sunday.
Is he giving you, is Simeon giving you any advice out there since he's taking those metal reps, calling anything out?
Just whenever, like, we run a play, if I'm seeing this, what I'm seeing, and, you know, you can do this to get here faster, this and that. So he's definitely being very helpful for me in this process.
I was asking Sanders if he spends more time chatting with you, helping me out this week, and he mentioned it. I got to keep it light. I want to make sure you guys have fun. Is that something you can kind of appreciate?
Oh, yeah, and especially with a lot of these older guys in the locker room. I think they know, and they were all rookies at one time too, so they know they got a lot on their plate. And, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, you know that it's just a game, and you've been playing it your whole life. So they understand that, and they do a good job at encouraging me and keeping me up.
Okay, thank you.
Perfect. Thanks, buddy. Thanks, Pastor.